I heard the words thick in my mouth, as if my face had been shot full of Novocaine. I was drunk, completely out of control. At that moment, almost with the flick of a switch, I was watching the scene from the dining room doorway, and I could see myself as the other Charlie, there near the sideboard, drink in hand, eyes wide and frightened. "I always try to do the right things. My mother always taught me to be nice to people because she said that way you won't get into trouble and you'll always have lots of friends." I could see by the way he was twitching and writhing that he had to get to the bathroom. "Oh, my God, not there in front of them." "Excuse me, please," he said. "I got to go." Somehow, in that drunken stupor, I managed to turn him away from them and head him toward the bathroom. He made it in time, and after a few seconds, I was again in control. I rested my cheek against the wall, and then washed my face with cool water. Still groggy, but I knew I was going to be all right. That's when I saw Charlie watching me from the mirror behind the wash basin. I don't know how I knew it was Charlie and not me. Something about the dull, questioning look in his face. His eyes wide and frightened, as if at one word from me he would turn and run deep into the dimension of the mirrored world. But he didn't run. He just stared back at me, mouth open, jaw hanging loosely. "Hello," I said. "So you've finally come face to face with me." He frowned, just a bit, as if he didn't understand what I meant, as if he wanted an explanation but didn't know how to ask for it. Then, giving it up, he smiled wryly from the corner of his mouth. "Stay there, right in front of me," I shouted. "I'm sick and tired of your spying on me from doorways and dark places where I can't catch up with you." He stared. "Who are you, Charlie?" Nothing but the smile. I nodded, and he nodded back. "Then what do you want?" I asked. He shrugged. "Oh, come now," I said. "You must want something. You've been following me." He looked down, and I looked at my hands to see what he was looking at. "You want these back, don't you? You want me out of here so you can come back and take over where you left off. I don't blame you. It's your body and your brain, and your life, even though you weren't able to make much use of it. I don't have the right to take it away from you. Nobody does. Who's to say that my light is better than your darkness? Who's to say death is better than your darkness? Who am I to say? But I'll tell you something else, Charlie." I stood up and backed away from the mirror. "I'm not your friend. I'm your enemy. I'm not going to give up my intelligence without a struggle. I can't go back down into that cave. There's no place for me to go now, Charlie, so you've got to stay away. Stay inside my unconscious where you belong, and stop following me around. I'm not going to give up, no matter what they all think, no matter how lonely it is. I'm going to keep what they've given me and do great things for the world and for other people like you."